The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. I'm delighted once again to be joined by Jason Drummond, CEO of MedPal AI, who have just announced a significant milestone, a new state-of-the-art distribution center now online. Investors and patients alike are eager to understand the strategic vision driving this transformation. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Martin.
So let's dig into this. I mean, can you talk us through the details of this RNS?
Yeah, well, it's actually a pretty exciting announcement. It's really a follow-up to the announcement recently about the acquisition of the assets of Universal Pharmacy. As we've stated before, our goal is really trying to give everyone access to instant, low-cost healthcare and medication through MedPal and through the MedPal app. So that's really our intention. This really is a big part of that. Part of the deal, we effectively had one unit, the Ecotic Business Park. What we've done, we've just expanded that three times, and we've just basically implemented the installation of some robots, which these are advanced robotic dispensing systems. So we've now got a sort of state-of-the-art AI-powered national distribution center, which enables us to follow through on our strategy, the thing of giving everyone instant, low-cost access to healthcare medication.
Yeah, when I was reading it earlier, I sort of got a vision in my head of when you see these sort of Amazon warehouses with robots running around. I mean, I suppose that's it. What I find interesting, though, you mind me saying, is this DSP licenses. I mean, this is a distribution selling pharmacies, isn't it? They no longer issue these. So, I mean, it sounds like you've got a little bit of a regulatory moat around yourselves here. Is this giving you some sort of long-term competitive advantage?
Yes, exactly. So we've seen changes in the way that pharmacies work, specifically through the pandemic and obviously the move towards online. The GPHC, which is the Pharmaceutical Council, stopped issuing these DSP licenses in June in 2025. So they're immensely valuable. It enables us to basically supply medication anywhere in the UK from a central distribution point. So it's a fantastic thing to have. It's a great benefit to MedPal. And you can't get them anymore. So, you know, if you want one, you've got to go and buy a company that's got one.
There you are. And then you said it mentioned in the announcement there's 100, you're targeting 100,000 prescriptions a month. I mean, how does that sort of target translate into revenue or sort of margin growth for yourselves?
Well, that's a really good question. So based on the advice from the companies that are installing the robotic systems, the facility used to run up to about 25,000 prescriptions a month. I think we mentioned that previously in the previous announcements, or the information was in the public domain. With the integration of the expanding the unit plus the robots, we can deliver in excess of 100,000 prescriptions per month. To put that in perspective, if you're doing prescriptions around NHS and so on, you typically earn at least £10 per prescription. So, you know, it gives you an idea of the sort of money that you can put through this one facility. It's significant. And if we're running multiple shifts, again, potentially we can increase the number of prescriptions per month. So it gives you a bit of an idea for the amount of revenue we can drive through this facility.
So this could well become a sort of 24/7 operation. But then, you know, are people actually going to be ordering things at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, or is it just sort of B2B, or is there B2C involved here as well?
Yeah, well, it's interesting you said. We were approached last week. I was at a trade event last week where a number of people approached us specifically once they understood that we have this distribution capability. There are other people offering maybe elements of telehealth solutions, but they don't have the actual distribution to go with that. That's really, really quite exciting. So I think that could happen in the future. But certainly this is around our consumer business supplying prescriptions, weight loss medication, these type of things through the MedPal app.
So I'm slightly curious, I suppose, Because you've got MedPal, it's a lifestyle app, and everything. So, and you've mentioned a couple of times now, distribution of some of the GLP-1 weight loss medications and things like that. So, are you positioning yourself as sort of one of these lifestyle therapies as your main revenue driver, or are you going to be sticking with a sort of broader primary care facility?
Well, I think firstly, the whole kind of weight loss, and if you've probably seen it in most of the newspapers talking a lot about it. 2.5 million people in the UK, it's 4% of the adult population, is on the GLP-1. Some of the results people are getting are pretty spectacular. Around 20% weight loss is not unusual. In fact, is typical. It's estimated that 25% of the UK adult population is obese, so obviously that is a market that's growing. It's already £500 million a month, so it's a great opportunity for MedPal. Also, bearing in mind in terms of approaching this in a very ethical way, MedPal's in a very unique position because the app already collects all of your health data. We already collect your data from your connected health device, like your weighing scales, your Apple Watches, your Fitbits, your Oura Ring. So we actually come from a very interesting position because we're one of the few companies in the market that gets the real data. So we can not only make sure that when it's being prescribed, and the way the platform works is we have what we call sort of humans in the loop. These are basically independent dispensers and prescribers and GPs who are actually ultimately approve the prescriptions, but we have all that data, so we can actually support you on that kind of weight loss journey. We can also see how it's working. We can see through the scales how the weight's coming off, and also more importantly, how your body's changing in terms of muscle mass and making sure that you're losing fat, not muscle. So I think we're coming at it in a very, very a different way, very different to anyone else in the market. So I think that's going to be pretty exciting. But certainly it's not just about weight loss. That's just a huge opportunity right now. We already stock thousands of different medications. So for example, if you go onto your NHS account, you can actually nominate MedPal and Universal to receive your prescription. So whenever you go to the GP, rather than having to go through the whole rigmarole of calling up your GP, for example, and making an appointment, waiting a few days, getting an appointment, taking time off work, going to your GP, then they basically allocate your prescription, and then you have to end up going either through, well, it can go through MedPal, obviously, but if you were going to, say, a high street dispensary, it takes up a lot of time. This is just going to make that so much easier. Everyone is going to have instant access to low-cost healthcare and medication, and you could nominate, for example, MedPal, Universal, for all of your prescriptions, not just from us, but also from a GP.
Great stuff. So this new facility then, is this going to be like a single site model, or is this the first step in a sort of network of national hubs?
Well, firstly, the license means we can sell across the whole United Kingdom. There is some benefits to having different DSP distribution centres across the UK. It enables us to, for example, offer same day as well as next day deliveries, which you talked about, a 24/7 automation. Does that really make sense? What's interesting is that, the world's changing with the whole, the analogy of Amazon's quite interesting because, it is, trying to become like the Amazon of healthcare is maybe one of our goals. But people are busy. Young people are working all day. They haven't got time to go to GPs. They may want to basically contact, go on to MedPal in the evenings. We're going to have give you access to health professionals well into the evening, and obviously we can then basically do the dispensing at night on the robots, and then we could put those prescriptions onto our vehicles and vans and send them into central London. So literally, when you go to the office in the morning, you should be able to go and pick up your medication on the way to work at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning. So it's all about the user. It's all about making the user experience easier, doing something that doesn't exist right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be great because very often you can feel yourself a bit crook, going to bed at night and you're going to be ill in the morning. It'd be great just to press a button and have your whatever dosage of cold medicine you need in the morning at your doorstep. That'd be fantastic. I suppose one of the other things that concerns me here is, I suppose with these always these operations, Jason, is sort of operational resilience. I mean, you've got a significant tech stack involved there, and you've got AI triage, you've got robotic dispensing, you've got all logistics. Where do you see the greatest risk, or is it a bottleneck operationally that you can look at that concerns you at all?
Well, I think what's interesting about the technology, if you look at the statistics, you're much more likely to get mistakes made by, unfortunately, human beings in terms of dispensing. The robots are incredibly accurate in terms of dispensing. If you think about the actual AI triage, I'm not really wanting to take anything away from GPs and by independent prescribers, but the reality is the triage has been trained on all the medical information which is available out there. We have these government directives. The PGDs, which we follow around how you should go through a process of asking the right questions to make sure that you're actually dispensing the right medication in the right way, and obviously ultimately we're bringing in these sort of experts in the loop to then make sure and just check everything is okay. So the point being that the robots and the AI are doing a lot of the legwork, and you bring the professionals at the last minute to then so they can really focus on making sure the advice is good and that they're happy with it and pushing the prescription. So the way to look at it is rather having just the advice of one GP, you're getting the AI triage. The MedPal's app gives you access to the equivalent of thousands of GPs to make sure you have the best answer to your medical questions.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for your time again this morning. It's been fascinating listening to you, and I'm looking forward to the next announcement.
Thank you, Martin.
Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.